Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
What a fairy tale golf year for Chapel Hill's Ben Griffin. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The former East Chapel Hill High School star and All-ACC and All-American at Carolina seemed destined for the Pro Tour. He won two high school state championships, chipping in on the last hole to win his first as a freshman. He earned a scholarship to his dream school and made the All-ACC team twice, becoming the first Tar Heel to shoot all three rounds of the ACC tournament in the 60s, including a school record 63 in 2017 when he finished second overall. He then placed 11th in the NCAA championships to make All-American. Now 6'1", the one-time peanut with the herky-jerky swing turned into a smooth, long-hitting pro and made the Canadian PGA, where he soon took Thunder Bay and Ontario by storm with rounds of 68, 68, 66, and 64, birding the 72nd hole to win in only his sixth Mackenzie Tour event. His future was all ahead of him in the U.S. Fast forward 3 years and Griffin was sitting behind a desk as a loan officer, having quit golf after missing five straight cuts on the PGA Latino America Tour. It seemed impossible for the one-time local legend around town and star at UNC, but after several months away from the game, he accepted an invite to play in a pro-am at the Highland Springs Golf Club in Missouri. A few weeks later, several club members sponsored him to play in the qualifying tournament for the Corn Ferry Tour at Highland Springs. He eventually qualified for the tour shortly after his grandfather passed away, then signed an endorsement deal and went back to being a professional golfer. Feeling like a new young man, Griffin celebrated by playing a round with his buddies at Sea Island Plantation Course. Starting on the back nine of the 7,100-yard layout, Griffin fired a 5-under-31 at the turn. He stayed hot and had to birdie number nine, his 18th hole, to shoot a 60. He did even better than that as his group watched in amazement. Griffin was 155 yards out on the par 4 and hit a high wedge right at the pin. It bounced twice on the green and went in the hole for an eagle 2 and a round of 59, the lowest of his career on a PGA-length course. What a way to end the season and get ready to resume the dream he had since his days lugging a bag around the Chapel Hill Country Club and Finland. This is Archansky. See ya.